Enjoy Life Now by BB Angel. Biblical secrets to enjoying life on a daily basis. Get your copy now from the Good News Store app. Or order from www.hubertangel.org. The year is 2023, and it's time for the International Pastors and Leaders Summit. This is a clarion call for all pastors and leaders, an opportunity to be equipped and imparted on by the great prophet to Christianity, Prophet Hubert Angel. Leaders are coming from every corner of the world. They are converging in Harare, Zimbabwe. This summit is not for people who are gratified by the present state of the world. This is for the radical, relentless leader who wants to go further and conquer new territories for the kingdom of God, taking the gospel to every corner of the globe. It's time to take over. The dates are set for May the 25th through the 27th, 2023. And the location is the Harare Hippodrome in Zimbabwe. Registration is open for everyone. Genetics of Words, an Amazon bestseller by Hubert Angel. Learn how to recreate your world through the supernatural power behind your words. Get your copy of this riveting book that will transform your language. Available now at www.hubertangel.org. Get a digital copy on Amazon Kindle. This year, for the first time in history, the Advanced Prophetic Retreat is available from the 23rd to the 25th of February in the United Kingdom. Join the pioneer of the modern-day prophetic movement, the prophet to Christianity, the highly esteemed prophet Hubert Angel, as he teaches the deeper dimensions of the prophetic, exposing secrets of the prophetic long hidden away.
It's like when I get into your house, I get to this level here, and I feel like the last flat. It's like 703 or something like that. 703, that's what you're saying.
We're saying, I give you the ability to bring back your year of birth, which is 1978. The difference will be two.
It is time to advance.
We are going deeper!
Registration is open for everyone. Spiritual Warfare by the best-selling author of Supernatural Power of the Believer, Hubert Angel. This book will show you how to enforce your God-given supernatural authority to neutralize demonic activity, how to overcome demonic strategies, and deal with the devil. Get an expose of Satan's lies and trickery in this book, Spiritual Warfare by Hubert Angel. Available to order now at www.hubertangel.org.
One time I was flying and I'm going to Malawi, and I was on the flight and I saw a whole plane just in the fuselage change into water, lights and water. And the Lord said, pray for Australia. It's about to happen again. I saw water being gathered.
Emergency support is being sent to remote parts of Australia's northwest, which are experiencing record flooding. It's said to be the state of Western Australia's worst ever flooding event, causing swathes of land to become an inland ocean.
We've seen massive infrastructure damage. We've seen people who have lost just about everything as a result of this one in 100 year flood.
Powered by the Holy Spirit, Hubert Angel. More up to date than tomorrow's newspaper.
There is one of our members comes from Andiga, and the Spirit of the Lord was saying, if you find a change, you would think the change is necessary. But when the change comes and you change the government that is in the place, you then realize you changed for nothing. And I saw an angel lifting the name ground. This is what they are trying to remove. So sometimes when you see something like that, you say, God, me and this ministry, we're going to stand. Because this ministry actually has a lot of resources in Antigua. You've seen him here. He even made some people here. So then we stand as a church and say, God, no. Whatever power is supporting him that is there, he shall remain there. So I pray for Antigua in the name of Jesus. He shall remain there.
We now go live to Antigua and Barbuda as the swearing-in ceremony for the Prime Minister Gaston Browne is underway.
I, Gaston Browne, do swear that I will not on any account, at any time whatsoever, disclose any counsel, advice, opinion, or vote given by any minister as a member of the cabinet, so help me God.
Powered by the Holy Spirit, Hubert Angel. More up to date than tomorrow's newspaper.
Supernatural Power of the Believer. Discover the secrets to growing in the five dimensions of God's power. Order your copy of this best-selling book with over 100,000 copies sold by Hubert Angel from the Amazon Kindle store, or visit our online shop at www.hubertangel.org. Thank you, our partners and friends, for making it possible to bring this message to you. Those wishing to partner with Hubert Angel, please visit www.hubertangel.org.
I saw a momentary joy. I saw Ukraine excited when it hit one of the bases. Even CNN is talking about how powerful. But it is a momentary joy. Russia will return heavily. It is impossible for Russia to be defeated. It is only defeated in the newspapers. Putin will put in bombs.
This morning, Russia is claiming its first victory in Ukraine after a series of setbacks. Russia's defense ministry is claiming that it has taken control of the mining town of Soledad in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian and Russian forces have been locked in an intense battle where recent satellite images show the scale of devastation in Soledad and neighboring Bakhmut.
Powered by the Holy Spirit, Hubert Angel. More up to date than tomorrow's newspaper. The year is 2023, and it's time for the International Pastors and Leaders Summit. This is a clarion call for all pastors and leaders, an opportunity to be equipped and imparted on by the great prophet to Christianity, Prophet Hubert Angel. Leaders are coming from every corner of the world. They are converging in Harare, Zimbabwe. This summit is not for people who are gratified by the present state of the world. This is for the radical, relentless leader who wants to go further and conquer new territories for the kingdom of God, taking the gospel to every corner of the globe. It's time to take over. The dates are set for May the 25th through the 27th, 2023. And the location is the Harare Hippodrome in Zimbabwe. Registration is open for everyone.
I also saw a blanket rise in Europe, Britain, and terrorism will come back to those nations like you've never seen in your life. Because the Lord said they have accepted the spirits of the ancient gods. You see, in Britain, they are going to see things that will happen to them. I saw seven.
As mourners ran screaming after a suspected drive-by shooting outside a church in Euston, six people were injured, four women and a seven-year-old girl in a life-threatening condition.
Powered by the Holy Spirit, Hubert Angel. More up-to-date than tomorrow's newspaper.
The ultimate question that we receive here at Millionaire Academy is to cause this question, how do I become a millionaire? It takes good of tenacity to become a millionaire. It's not easy to be rich. Most people ask me, how do I become an overnight success? All overnight success is that we seek years to prepare.
Shout for Jesus the Lord. What a wonderful, wonderful day it is. It's Amen. The end of the month. Can you believe it? Oh my word, this is so amazing. The very end of January 2023, and as usual, we are ending it in style, in prayer. Praise God. Welcome everybody, welcome. I can see the Zoom church is very much alive. I can see all of you. Very much alive and well. And I just saw people who were tuning in on YouTube and Facebook. And of course, we have people that are watching on our TV channel 24/7, Sky 591, and also Your Miracle TV. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. And thank you so much for tuning in. Now, prayer is not the easiest thing to tune into, for sure. If we had said miracle night, for sure, you know what would happen if it's miracle night. So you ought to congratulate yourself for loving prayer.
Oh yeah.
Something that is not easy to love. So well done to you indeed. And so it's a Fatah night, and it's so amazing because this is something that was mandated by our man of God, Prophet Hubert Angel, and let's just go ahead and appreciate him right now. so grateful to you, sir, and so indebted to you. We owe our very souls to you. Thank you so much for every word that you teach us, which is always in due season. And so this night was designed by him, and it's so, so important. And he's the one who named it a Fatter Night, which is so strategic, because it means be open.
Oh, yeah.
That means if anything was shut in January, it's going to open up this February. By fire, by thunder, by tartaric acid, it is going to open this month. And so instead of going to sleep like some of you champions, you know, or okay, you are not champions because you are awake right now. The champions are not here.
Yeah, that's right.
They are actually sleeping right now. And so, unlike some people who want to just enter a month sleeping, you have chosen to step into a brand new month, speaking into it, speaking into it, prophesying into it. So we don't just live randomly. It's not like that at all. Especially this year of heaven and on earth, it has to be heaven on earth. It just has to be. It has no choice but to be heaven on earth. And so there is nothing that will catch you by surprise.
Amen.
Unless it is a beautiful miracle, then nothing will catch you by surprise.
Amen.
We don't want any sickness to just creep into your life by surprise. Nothing will just happen like that. And so these are the things that we deal with during these prayers, the prayers that usher in a brand new month. It's so amazing. And let's just go ahead and just praise the Lord. Honor Him. Just being Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it's so important because you may not fully know what a month holds, right? And of course, we have a man of God who sees. He has since prophesied what 2023 is going to be like. And some of those declarations, I'll read them today before we pray, because it's important to remind each other some of the things that were actually said during our New Year's Eve service that were actually prophetic words for 2023. And these are things we constantly need to think about. We need to meditate on these things. And so I'll read a few out to you later before we pray. And so you may not know fully, as in what's going to happen on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of this month, or what's going to happen next week. You may not have the finer details, if you understand what I mean.
Yes,
we know in the sense that our man of God has given us a prophetic word, a blanket prophecy,
that
this year, for instance, he said is going to be the year of money. Like straight.
Oh,
it's just money all over.
Money.
And so that's the blanket prophecy. So I may not know what happens on Tuesday. Or Wednesday, exactly, like the nitty-gritties.
That's right.
But we know who holds the day. We don't know what the month holds, but we know who holds the month.
Oh, yeah.
And so we can't start a month without talking to him. All right. And I want to just open my Bible, and I would like you to open yours too.
Yes.
To the book of Jeremiah. A very interesting story before we start praying. I know my time, so chill. Just tell yourself, chill. All right. Jeremiah 18. That's where we are going. We are here to pray.
Let's go.
But we just need, you know, bite size of the word. And the word is designed to kind of motivate you. All right. So Jeremiah 18. I'm going to read maybe up to about verse 5 or 6. We'll see how it goes. Are you there?
Yeah.
You guys have your Bibles, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have your Bible, you can just listen carefully, because I know some of you are watching from work. Some of you are even walking around. I can see some people driving there on Zoom. And so you can just pay close attention if you don't have your Bible in hand. Mm-hmm. So I'm reading from the book of Jeremiah 18, verse 1, just before we pray. So it reads, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words."
Wow.
I want you to listen very, very carefully. "There I will cause you to hear my words." Verse 3, "Then I went down to the potter's house." I love this scripture so very well. And you'll see why. So he continues to tell us, "Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it." Verse 5. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. I don't know whether you guys are getting this. This is amazing. Do you see that? This is what surprised me. Or not surprised me, but it touched me. I was touched by it when I was reading this passage of scripture. Imagine how God speaks to Jeremiah. And instead of just saying, Jeremiah, I want you to tell the children of Israel that, trust me, you are in my hands, and I will do whatever needs to be done. So you guys just trust me, you are in the hands of a good God. He could have said that, and it was going to be okay.
Yeah, right.
But he decided to do something that was very peculiar that day. He asked the prophet of God to go into the town. He said, I want you to go into town. If you look at the scripture, it actually says, arise and go down to the potter's house.
Yes.
And there I will cause you to hear my words. So the man is sent to a specific location, and God says, when you get there, I will cause you to hear me speak. And when Jeremiah gets there, immediately, as he's observing the potter at work, immediately God decides to use that whole situation to speak to his people.
Amen.
You see, brothers and sisters, this February, in the year of heaven and earth, God is going to use whatever it takes to communicate with you. He's going to use whatever it takes. And one of the biggest things that he has done is to use the prophet of God to be the voice of God to you.
Amen.
Communicate to you. Imagine God deciding, I'll use a potter who is busy at work. The potter didn't know that he was sending out a message to God's people. If you look around you, what is God saying to you this year? And so we want to pray. It's very, very important. You have to grow spiritually to the extent that everything around you is something that you hear God in. Even through the mouths of babes this February, your child will say something. A little child, 3 years old, 2 years old, 6 years old, 15 years old, your child will speak a word, and right there and then God has already communicated with you.
Amen.
You will be driving your car, and as you are driving, you are going to see a sign, and that sign is going to read heaven, and then you will see, but this is heaven on earth. So surely, surely God is saying something right now. In our day-to-day lives, this is what February is going to look like. God is going to be speaking incessantly, constantly, consistently to those that are named with Christ, and those that are called the sons and daughters of Prophet Hubert Angel. We have sat at the feet of a major prophet. We have sat at the feet of a kingmaker. We have sat at the feet of a prophet of a dispensation. And so our spiritual antenna, when it comes to the prophetic, is very sharp right now. We are all very sharp just by you connecting to this anointing. There is a sharpness that you have developed. And so I want you to open your eyes in February, because God is going to be speaking through your bank account. God is going to be speaking through your bank manager, through your the staff that are working in your company.
Hallelujah.
There's so many things around you He's going to use to communicate with you. And every service, you will hear it twice. Every service, whether it's a Wednesday service, whether it's a Friday, whether it's a Sunday, suddenly your ears are sharpened. You just hear him more. I tell you this, for Jeremiah to know the location of the potter's house, it means he had passed by that place several times. When God says, go down to the potter's house, the man knew exactly where to go. Why? Because he had been in town. He had probably passed the potter's house several times. Maybe Jeremiah had even ordered some pottery from the potter. Maybe he had been a customer before. And yet, there was no communication that he had gotten in all that interaction with the potter. He had never seen it like that. He had never seen it quite like the day that God sent him to actually go there and hear him speak. Brothers and sisters, God is speaking incessantly. He is speaking incessantly. Every prophetic word that we were were given. Mm. Pay close attention to it.
Oh, yeah.
Pay close attention to it. Mm. There are going to be so many signs, wonders, miracles that are going to be happening. And this is something that Prophet mentioned during our New Year's Eve service. Mm. He said, we will see things that we have never seen before.
Amen.
While you are walking down the street, all of a sudden, something happens. Something happens, and the communication immediately enters your spirit. This is what we are going to be praying for February.
Amen.
February is going to be very different.
Yeah,
very, very different.
Yeah, yeah.
In the simplicity of life, we shall see God more.
Yeah.
Some of you will walk past a flower, just a simple flower. You've walked past the same flower all this time.
Yeah.
But this time the flower will speak a certain language.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, something happens in your spirit, and your spirit is stirred up in a different direction. All of a sudden, there is a language. There is a language. There is a language. You walk in the night, and the stars are busy speaking to you. The moon itself is communicating with you. This is what February looks like. This is what it looks like. We are a prophetic family. This ought to be natural to us. The supernatural should be natural to us. And so this example in Jeremiah is very, very important as we begin to pray today. And we are about to pray. I want you to get ready. As we begin to pray today, this is a very, very telling scripture. God saying, go there. And all of a sudden, as the potter was working, Jeremiah could see there is something that is being molded. And then suddenly, he's seeing the person that is being molded is me. It is my brethren, my brothers and sisters. We are in the potter's hand. Mm. And he will continue to perfect you. Even though there might be cracks that will appear, maybe there is a deformity that happens somewhere. The deformity can be in your health. The deformity can be in your finances. The deformity can be maybe bad relationships. But because I'm in the potter's hands, he will perfect whatever deformity is there. And you have to trust him enough to continue working in you.
Amen.
And so this February is going to be a beautiful month for us. It'll be a beautiful month for us.
Oh, yeah.
Heaven on earth, what does that mean to you?
Mm.
Heaven on earth in your money.
Amen.
Heaven on earth in your health.
Amen.
Heaven on earth in your marriage.
Oh,
heaven
yeah.
on earth in your family.
Oh.
Joy unspeakable.
Amen.
Everything that concerns you will be heaven on earth.
Amen.
But pay close attention to what God is saying to you. Every service matters very much.
Yeah.
Every service is critical to your spiritual growth in February. Listen carefully.
Amen.
Let your ears grow another ear on top of another ear so that you can hear two times. While others hear once, you will hear two times. Open your eyes to see through the examples that are happening in your life, the things that you are doing in your life. There's so much that God is saying on a daily basis.
Amen.
So much that he's communicating with you. But this time, we are not letting heaven on earth go. We are going to pay close attention.
Amen.
This time we are paying close attention.
Oh,
any small thing that happens, I'm paying close attention.
Glory.
What is it that you see? When you walk out of your home tomorrow, as you are going to work, what do you see?
Mm.
You need to see. Open your eyes so that you see.
Amen.
I said it's time to open your eyes so that you see.
Amen.
Things you never saw before.
Amen.
It's time to open your eyes. What is God saying about your family,
Amen.
About your business? You already know it's heaven on earth.
Amen.
And so how is it that you get to that heaven on earth this year?
Amen.
And so I'll read this as I ask everybody. Just stand up wherever you are.
Amen.
We are about to pray.
Amen.
Just stand up wherever you are. We are about to pray. We are about to pray. Now, this is what the man of God said, Prophet Hubert Angel, during our Exodus night service. He said, we shall have supernatural speed. This is just a snippet of what he said. And we'll continue reading these out as much as possible so that these words remain in our spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very important that you keep this in you. He said, we'll have supernatural speed.
Oh, yeah.
He said, we will command things into existence.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. That means if I had no visa, speak that thing into existence.
Oh, yes.
That's what you are going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If there was no pregnancy coming, guess what you're going to do? You are going to speak it into existence.
Amen.
It's as easy as that. Speak the word and it shall be so.
Amen.
He said, my name shall be written above all names.
Amen.
That means where if there was an application and there were 1,000 of us, my name shall be above the names that apply. And he said, the enemy will be slowed down this year. That means the devil has nothing on you.
Amen.
He has nothing on me.
Amen.
Or whatever he tries to do this year, he will not succeed in it.
Amen.
He will be drastically slowed down.
Amen.
His plans will be frustrated.
Amen.
And he also said, we are irreplaceable. I love this one. Indispensable. Bigger, better, bolder this year.
Hey.
So it doesn't matter how January started.
Glory.
It doesn't make a difference. The prophetic word was spoken. He said bigger, better, bolder, indispensable. No one will be able to replace you.
Amen.
He said we are going to expand in regions we've never thought of.
Amen.
He said we are making money this year.
Thank you.
He said for any businessman, it's the year of money. Mm. He said you are a winner.
Hey.
This is verbatim. Mm. This is verbatim what our man of God said during the 31st night service.
Yes.
And so I want you to pray knowing this. We'll be seeing more things. Supernatural things will happen in my life.
Amen.
He said I'll be able to command things into existence. Okay,
Amen.
So my eyes have to see more than I've ever seen.
Amen.
Imagine how Jeremiah had to see twice. The ordinary potter was no longer ordinary.
Amen.
He was communicating a communication.
Amen.
Right from the throne room of God. He could hear the communication in day-to-day life.
Amen.
He could hear God speak through it. And so you have to hear twice this month.
Amen.
You have to see better, sharper eyesight this month. Oh, I don't know if I have people that are really geared for this one. I said you have to hear better than you've ever heard. You hear twice. You hear three times. While others hear once, you hear three times.
Yes.
When you see something, you see deeper.
Mm.
You don't just see from the surface of it. You see deeper.
Yes.
Oh, this is the month for it.
Amen.
I said this is the month for it.
Amen.
It's the shortest month of the year.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. It is going to be the most concentrated in terms of miracles. It will be the most concentrated in terms of testimonies.
Glory.
We'll hear phenomenal testimonies from you.
Oh, yes.
We will testify.
Amen.
Amazing testimonies.
Amen.
We don't even need the 30 days. This month, God said you don't need all that time. Let's make it nice and short and sweet, straight to the point, precise.
Yes.
And during that time, you will see the things you have never seen before.
Amen.
Experience things you have never experienced before.
Amen.
And so, are you ready to pray, brothers and sisters?
We are ready.
In the next 1 minute, we are going to start praying.
Amen.
And I want you to keep this in your mind.
Mm.
Keep it in your mind. You are fixing all of February.
Mm.
I didn't say we are talking about March. Mm. We are not talking about March. I said February.
Yes.
This particular month, this very one, specifically, this very, very February, the one we are stepping into, this is the one we are talking to.
Amen.
And you are going to speak into it. You will speak into every day of February. You will speak, and no sickness will touch you. No death will touch you or your family.
Amen.
Begin to pray right now. Declare it. Begin to prophesy. Right now, right now, right now. Wherever you are, wherever you are. Tell February what is going to be. Tell it, tell it, tell it. February has ears. February has ears. Talk to February. I said talk to February. Talk to February right now. Talk to February right now. Talk to February. What is your February like? What is your February like? What is February like? Pray wherever you are. It shall be your best month yet. It shall be better than January. Bigger than January. Bolder than January. Prophesy to February. You are irreplaceable. You are indispensable. Speak it now.
Pray. Lift up your voice. Pray. Prophesy. Prophesy. Declare. Speak it now. Speak it now. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Talk to the man. Talk to the man. You shall only be surprised by no bad thing shall touch you. No bad thing will be this to your life. Declare it now. Say it now. You shall not come near your dwelling. There is no evil that shall come near your dwelling. Prophesy now. Prophesy now.
Let's
Pray. Continue to pray. Speak to the man. You shall be healthy in February. You shall not struggle in February. You will not cry tears of sorrow in February. You are not going to a hospital in February. You are not going into a doctor's waiting room in February. Health is yours. Health is yours. Wealth is yours. In the mighty name of Jesus, speak it now. Speak it now. Speak it now. Speak it now. No sorrow in February. No sorrow in February. No strife in February. No depression. No stress in February. You shall grow bigger and better. Bigger and better. You shall be bolder. You shall be better. You shall be bigger. You shall be irreplaceable. You are indispensable. No one can replace you. You are going higher. You are going higher. You are going higher in the month of February. You are going higher. Speak it now. Speak it now. The devil has nothing on you. He has already been slowed down. He has nothing on you. He has nothing on you. Don't be afraid. The devil has nothing on you. Speak it now, child of God. Speak it now. Speak it now. Rakakazo. Rakakazo. Shambarabayato. Rekenemazo. 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 Rabayakatiando robosasa. Makabayato. Rakabayato. Shendaramaye. 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 Shendakosa. 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 Kita. Rabayakosa. Kita. Rokanea. 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 You shall make money. You shall make money. This month, you shall make money. You shall make money. This very month, you shall make money. You shall make it. You shall make it. Money will find you. Money will find you. It will come to you. Investors will come to you. Business deals will come to you. Contracts, you will find them. Tenders, you will get them. This very February, declare it now. Declare it now. No more struggle. Promotion this month. Promotion this month. It will happen this month. It's the year of heaven on earth. We are not settling for less. We are not settling for less. Heaven on earth. It shall be heaven on earth. It shall be heaven on earth. Go to war with the prophecy. Go to war with that prophecy. Go to war with the prophecy of heaven on earth. It shall be heaven on earth. We are taking no less than heaven on earth. Say it now. Speak it now. Speak to that mountain. Be thou removed. Cast into the sea. Speak to the mountain of poverty. Be thou removed and cast away from my life. Be cast away from my life. The mountain of poverty. The mountain of strife. The mountain of depression. The mountain of any disease. Be thou removed. Speak to it. Speak to it. You have the power. You have the power. Trust in the Holy Spirit in you. Trust in the Holy Spirit in you. Trust in God who is in you. You have the power. You possess the power. Use it now. Use it now. Use the power in you. Use the power in you. Speak it now. Rakateyato, rakateyato, jamde, rokabayato, rokabayato, jamdeyato, mamariya sandiya, rekaniya sande, rekaniya sande, rokabayato, 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 Keep saying it. Declare it now. Declare it now. Declare it now. Something is happening. Continue to say it. Continue to speak it. Continue to speak it in the atmosphere. Something is breaking. Something is opening. Every tie in the name of Jesus. Be open. Any door that was closed, be open. Bank accounts that were closed, be open. Any relationship that were closed, be open. If your health was closed up, be open for perfect health. Yes, Samira Bayato, Pray somebody. You are fixing February right now. There shall be no car accidents in February. There shall be zero accidents of any kind. To everyone who is watching, to everyone who is praying, there will be no accident in your life. There will be no accident in your family. There shall be no death. We cancel the spirit of death. Cancel death. No one is dying. No one in your family is dying. Not this month. Not in February. One more minute right now prophesy to your family, prophesy to your business, prophesy to your children, prophesy to your church, prophesy concerning your man of God, prophesy concerning your woman of God, prophesy to the body of Christ, speak to nations, speak to your city, speak to your mayor, speak to your governor, speak to your senator, speak to your president, speak to his life now, speak to his life now, speak to his life now. There shall be no evil laws passed in February. There shall no evil laws passed in February. No one will pass an evil law. They shall not pass them. Not in your city. Not in your nation. Not in your city. Say it now. Say it now. Say it now.
It is done! Glory! Glory!
glory. My first man yet. My first man yet.
Oh, glory.
How are you?
Welcome,
Hallelujah. February will be your best month. Bigger, better.
Amen.
Bigger and better.
Amen.
So bigger and better.
Amen.
It's the year of heaven on earth.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I said we are not settling for any less.
Yeah.
If it's not heaven on earth, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
If it's not heaven on earth, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I want to have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I only settle for heaven on earth. Glory
Amen.
Be to God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
What a way to usher in a brand Amen. New month.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I wish we could go on and on and on and on. We had such a wonderful time of prayer. Now, I want us to just pray one more prayer. Just for 2 minutes. As you know, we have our Commander-in-Chief, Prophet Hubert Angel, who has touched down in Nigeria today. And he is currently in Awuchi. And this is going to be phenomenal. I'm telling you, people are just going to see the hand of God in ways they've never experienced it. And it's just going to be so amazing. So I want you to just rise to your feet. We want to pray for just 2 minutes. And what we want to pray for is for people to come from all over that region. They should come, and they should not experience any accidents on the way. They should safely get to the venue, safely leave even after the conference. Let's just pray for that conference, that people's lives will be touched in a different way. We want people to be saved. We want all the prostitutes to come. We want all the thieves and the robbers to come. We want all the murderers to come. We want them to be saved. We want them to see the hand of God during these next 5 days. And so we just want to pray. Listen to me. Your prayers, my prayers, our prayers, they are highly effective.
Amen.
Just look around you. They are highly effective. There are certain laws that were thrown out of parliament because you and restrained the devil. We slowed him down. Our man of God said he will be slowed down. He will try to do this, but the door will be closed. So we are the restrainers. And so as we pray, never underestimate the power of your prayer. So you might say, well, I'm just little old me. I don't think it's really going to change anything. No. Your voice, my voice, all our voices combined, we do so much. And so we want to pray for this event that is starting today now. In fact, I heard that from about midday today, people had already started gathering at the venue. They said, we won't wait for tomorrow. Imagine, this event starts later on today at 6 p.m. or whatever. I don't know what time. Is it 6 p.m.? Or something like that. But people have already started gathering. Today, this afternoon, 12 in the afternoon, they were there waiting for an event taking place the next day. And so you can see that there is so much hunger for God's word. And we just want to pray that everything God desires to do during this event will not be frustrated. We are the ones who pray so that things happen. So I want you to lift up your hands and let's just pray for our man of God, Prophet Hubert Angel. Let's pray for Apostle Johnson Suleiman. Let's pray for every person who is attending this event. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for safety as they travel. Let's pray for safety. May they be protected as they travel to the venue. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Let's intercede on their behalf. Pray for them. Pray for them. Pray for people to be healed. Pray for the prophetic unction to move. Pray for phenomenal miracles to take place, for lives to be changed, for people to be saved. Pray for them. Pray for them. Declare it right now. Prophesy. Prophesy. Let's pray for Prophet Hubert Angel. Let's pray for Apostle Johnson Coleman. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for It shall be a wonderful conference. We speak peace as people travel, safety as people travel. In the mighty name of Jesus, it shall be sweet. Everything shall be sweet. Everything shall be the best it can be from beginning to end. The power of God shall be demonstrated like never before. Through the men of God, through the vessels of God, people's lives shall be changed. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Praise God. And I want you to continue to pray for our man of God as he journeys and does what God has sent him to do. He is a voice to the dispensation, and that voice is needed. Every part of the world needs to hear from that prophetic voice. It's so, so, so important. And we are so grateful to all the partners who make this possible. We have the partners that have partnered with the Special Programs Department, and they are the guys that ensure that our man of God is traveling well and is catered for, and he has a huge team that travels with him, because you have to understand that the work that we do, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work that he has to accomplish there, and so there are so many moving parts taking place around him, and so he has to have his team with him. And so for those who have partnered with the Special Programs Department, a special department that ensures that these things are paid for, that ensures that the team is there with him, thank you so much. We can never actually say thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so we're going to call it a day or a night or whatever it is in your time zone. And it really has been wonderful. And I was joined by the prayer team today. Maybe you can tell us one thing that you expect to happen before we close in February. We'll start with yourself. Director, tell us.
Thank you very much, Mom. We are expected in February, and we expect to see things that we never seen. Mom was saying, even flowers will speak to you. Amen. Even water that you pass will speak to you. Even your car will respond this February.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Joseph.
Yes, Mom. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm greatly honored to be part of this prayer session.
Amen.
And I'm expecting a lot of things to happen, a change in my life.
Amen.
From this prayer and the way you have just ushered us into this new month.
Amen.
And it's so exciting to hear the things that we are expecting to see in the new year.
In the new month. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor. Yes, and then we also have Pastor Kay.
Thank you so much, Mom. Thank you for this wonderful time having me here on set. I am very expectant, more than a pregnant woman who's ready to be I know with my Noah. As soon as I step out there, God has got something for me, and I'm so expected, and I know my account has heard the voice of God, and I know it's going to do great.
Praise God.
Thank you so much for lifting up my spirit.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Pastor Ellen.
Thank you so much, Mom, for this divine opportunity. It was such an honor. One thing I know for sure, the month of February has already begun.
Yeah.
And the word have already spoken before, Mom.
Yeah.
We have already declared it. Mm-hmm. I know supernatural speed. My money is coming with supernatural speed. My ears and my eyes are going to see deeper things in the realm of the spirit in this month of February. I know everything is sorted. Everything has been taken care of. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that. That is amazing. You've heard from the pastors here. They are also expectant just as much as you are. And listen, whatever you want to take from them, it's up to you. How far do you want to go with it?
Amen.
How far do you want to go with this prophecy? Heaven on earth. How far do you want to go with it? It's up to you. Whatever you want to take from this year, it's up to you. All I have to say to you is go to war with your prophecy. Go to war with it. Love you guys so very much. On behalf of our amazing and most beloved man of God, Prophet Hubert Angel, thank you so much, sir, once again,
for giving us this amazing opportunity to be with our brothers and sisters here, just to pray and, you know, just love on God and just appreciate God. Thank you so much. If it wasn't for you, we certainly wouldn't be here. And so we're so grateful to you. Thank you so much. Our CIC, we love you so much. All right. So thank you so much, everybody. We love you. And we'll be seeing you again soon. Things are happening. And listen, we are waiting to hear your testimonies.
Oh,
please.
Yay.
Let's start the testimony. Let's get the testimonies going. Yeah. Now. Don't wait for Sunday. We have a ministry page, The Good News World, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Tag your testimony. Put, if it's a new car, let's see the car.
Hey.
If it's a new house, let's see the house.
Yes.
If it's a wedding ring, let's see the engagement.
Oh, yes.
If it's a pregnancy, let's see the result, the positive test of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
It starts now. Let's not even wait.
Yes.
Testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies. After all, it's heaven on earth.
Amen.
And so we love you guys. We're not out of good news. We're just out of time. Oh. And we'll see you again next time. Good news to you. God bless you.
Thank you.
The year is 2023, and it's time for the International Pastors and Leaders Summit. This is a clarion call for all pastors and leaders, an opportunity to be equipped and imparted on by the great prophet to Christianity, Prophet Hubert Angel. Leaders are coming from every corner of the world. They are converging in Harare, Zimbabwe. This summit is not for people who are gratified by the present state of the world. This is for the radical, relentless leader who wants to go further and conquer new territories for the kingdom of God, taking the gospel to every corner of the globe. It's time to take over. The dates are set for May the 25th through the 27th, 2023. And the location is the Harare Hippodrome in Zimbabwe. Registration is open for everyone.